This is a collection of 2 days of love, light, and the motherfucking pursuit of happiness, motherfuckers. Thanks for joining me for the Psychonauts Mirror. I am your local Smalls, the hood hippie extraordinaire. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the episode. When was the last time you talked to a grasshopper? When was the last time you thanked a tree? When was the last time you were out in nature just being in awe of the beauty? I'm so grateful for the trees, for the leaves, for this cycle, for this phase. Getting ready to share some soup with my children and my niece tonight. For dinner, and it's kind of like a ceremony soup. So I'm walking around collecting some branches, and I mean, I don't even have to go pay money for anything like that because everything is provided right here. I can walk around and I can find everything I need to build this fire. Everything I need. I don't need to go to the store. I don't need to go consume anything at all because I have everything I need right here on this land that I'm on right now. And I'm so grateful for the big hurdles, and I'm so grateful for the shut and slammed doors. I'm so grateful for the being turned away. I'm so grateful for the misunderstandings and the miscommunications because now I have full communication with myself and reasoning within myself, and it's just so beautiful on this side of my perspective. The now that I'm living in is absolutely beautiful, and the grace I've been shown, the love I've been given, the absolute and utter abundance my cup runneth over. I thank you guys so much for wanting to come back and hang out with me for another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror. We are on such a beautiful, beautiful journey together on this this rock hurling through the universe, through outer space. Our planet we ride on is Mother Earth. I love you guys. Thanks for coming back. I'll be back with another pin drop thought of what I'm doing. December 5th, 2019, I ordered the Book of Enoch because I was always a big fan of the unknown. And that was obviously someone I wanted to know and someone I was drawn to. And just knowing about Enoch and learning what's really going on is amazing. So I am going to sit outside and indulge in the Book of Enoch and enjoy Mother Nature. And I just say thank you, Mother Nature, for your grace that you've shown me. You've opened up my heart. You've opened up my mind. You've opened up my willingness to learn and continue to be teachable. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine Creator, for all that you are doing, all that you are, Higher Self, for being so patient with this earthly body that I'm living in. Thank you for allowing me to see through the veil and know who I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. Look at yourself and say you are beautiful and you are divine and you are one of a kind. I love you guys so fucking much. I'm gonna go read the Book of Enoch now. Give me some time. Thank you, Mama, for being patient and healing me. I don't know if y'all could hear that, but my stomach was growling the whole time I was saying that. Oh, thank you, Mama, for healing me. Thank you, thank you. So when I pull up to the cabin, like, I swear
The trees start shaking and waving hi to me, and it's so precious, and I absolutely love it. And they're saying hi and how much they love me, and I just feel so lucky because they love me. So today is motherfucking Friday the 13th. I started this cast yesterday, on the trail. And so today, Friday the 13th, is my children's last day in school. They will be starting virtual learning, which fucking sucks because they love going to school. They love seeing their friends. They go to a very small school. And so it's really saddening for them. I got to talk to the principal and the office women, and they were really sad that the kids were having to leave, but I think it's for the best for them for right now, and we can start back next school year going in strong, full time into school. So, lots of strength and lots of change, lots of evolving, lots of courage, lots of patience, lots of being kind with ourselves, and really just taking in all of the goodness and allowing it to nurture our bodies and nurture our lives and nurture everything that we want in this world. Just make sure you're being patient with yourself, because everybody is watching. And if you're not patient with yourself, then no one's going to be patient with you. So those are just my things I have to say. I had to retell my son that last night, hey, stop and be patient, because if you're not being patient with yourself or with others, then nobody is going to be patient for you or with you. So I've just learned to take it one day at a time, and I'm trying to get my kids on the same page as one day at a time. So we can just flow as a family unit and not have to rush the process, rush the journey, and just be in the now, be in the know. And I'm just so grateful, and I can't wait to start using studio equipment to record my podcast. That's going to be so fucking fun. And then really tapping into that creative side of me. I'm going to be going and getting a whole bunch of new supplies. And then when I move in with my sister, I'm just going to really hyper focus on what's going to be the best route for me and my growth and the things I need to learn. I've already set myself up with 2 master teachers, and then I'll have 4 children in the home. So that's 4 fucking master teachers of authentic, unconditional love. So I just have a lot going on, and I'm so grateful that I have this time to share it with you all and let you know that no dream is ever too big and no downfall is ever buried you too deep where you can't crawl the fuck out. So I love you guys so much. There was a pin drop while I wait for my children to get out. I got my fucking ancient oils. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Hopefully I can start practicing with them. I've really been thinking a whole bunch about, getting some of these oils and rubbing people's feet and, being able to let them release and talk. And it's just something that has really been, weighing in on me that I need to do with these oils, especially this time of year, just kind of really, get everyone in the know of what's going on. And, so how exciting, it is right now in my world and in my life and on this planet for everyone. Yay. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me again. I will be back shortly to leave you some more love. Bye. All right, guys. It is my last night here at the KOA. My last night in the woods at the cabin. This has been the most liberating 2 weeks
I have ever had. The most liberating 2 weeks I have ever experienced. In November, a lot of things are revealed to me. In November, I am slapped in the face with everything I am to be grateful for and everything I must release attachment to. I learn the longer I hold on to things that no longer serve me, the more my soul hurts. I learn that the quicker I release the things that no longer serve me, the more the universe is able to flow through me and awaken that divine goddess that lies within me. That passionate woman, that sexual goddess, everything I knew I was and continue to grow into be. These last 2 weeks have shown me that I am the grace that I bestow upon the world. I am the grace that I long for, and I am the grace that will stand up and fight for every single last one of you. I love you guys very, very much, and you have been with me through a lot of this journey, and I just want to thank you so much. It's 11:22, by the way. 1122. Hello. I just want to thank you guys so much for journeying with me, sitting in the mirror with me, traveling with me while I made this move, making one move, then jumping over to another move, and finally finding a place that I can call home and a safe place for my children to grow and expand into the beings that they're supposed to be while here on this earthly plane. Oh yes, the wind is blowing in all of the change. I feel it. Under this new moon, I sit here and feel it. I feel in the winds blowing in the change. I feel the winds saying it's okay to move on. Get rid of it, throw it away. I feel it. I feel it from within, and I thank it, and I thank it, and I thank it. I feel it from within, and I resonate with it. I feel it from within, and I know it, and I believe it, and I follow it, and my intuition always leads me the right way. I didn't know for a long time. I thought I was crazy. But these last 2 weeks have proven to me just how powerful I am, just how divine I am, and just how lucky I am to call myself your local hood hippie, Holly motherfucking Smalls. I am blessed to look at the sky. I'm blessed to be here to tell you about this beautiful journey. Resonate greatly with it, and I thank it, and I allow it to do what it needs to be done. I flow with it eternally and internally. I just am so grateful for all of the trials, all the tribulations. I'm so grateful for the things that no longer serve me that I've rid myself from. I'm thankful for this journey, and I'm thankful for anyone who sits with me and listens. I'm thankful for every person that I get to touch their heart and their soul. And I'm thankful for every person along my journey that has helped mold me into who I am today. I've done the fine tuning, and I've done the work. I've released, and I've opened up a clear space. I've opened up that clear divine channel to bring in that frequency that feels right, that I deserve, that no one has ever had the right to take away from me. I know this because I know myself now, and I know this because I see higher self, I see spirit, I see all the good that's working within and without. I resonate with people that I never even knew I could talk to because all I did was open my mouth and speak my truths. I resonate with people because I am authentic and I'm putting authentic around me and holding it near and dear and never letting it go. I know that I'm following the process, flowing fluidly with the journey. I know I'm doing the work and I know I'm putting in the time and effort. I know this because I feel it and I know this because my intuition tells me it. I know that I'm growing and I'm growing and I'm growing and I know that one day I will look in the mirror and I will say, girl, you dang sure did it. And I know I'm doing that every day and I'm doing it one day at a time and I'm seeing all of the divine timing that I begged for working in my favor. I see the number 8, I resonate. I see the number 9, I know I'm in alignment. It's just the synchronicities are all around me and I've opened my eyes to see them. I've opened up that channel, that line of communication. I said it is okay to speak through me because I have a voice and I can use it. I've allowed myself to take a journey that I never thought I would be able to take, and I took it with my head held high. These last 2 weeks have shown me that no matter what the case, November gives you things to be grateful for and to be thankful for and to remind you of the things that can be ripped right away. Release the attachment is what these last 2 weeks taught me. These last 2 weeks told me, if you don't get it out this time, you'll have to repeat another cycle again this time. What do you want to do? Do you want to suffer or do you want to be victorious? And I seen my crown and I seen that goddess wear that I had on and I knew right then and there I was destined. I was destined to walk into the light of the goddess and I was destined to walk into the path of that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful shadow. That shadow work that I hadn't done. Everything that I needed to release. Thank you, thank you, thank you for walking divinely for me for as long as you did. I released you and I thanked you for all you've done. I now had an open temple to take in the new, for a chance to grow and to blossom, to be that lotus flower. And I feel it every day. These last 2 weeks have shown me that I am the goddess, that I woke up, and that I was tired of living a lie and tired of living tiny. I am as big as I allow myself to be, and I continue to grow. I will be as tall as I wish. I won't have anyone hold me back and I won't have anything hold me down. I continue to grow because I allow myself to. These last 2 weeks here at the KOA have taught me that no matter what, the brilliance of love is more defining than the hate, the anger, or the fear. Unconditional love has shown me these last 2 weeks that it can get through anything, period. And that's on period, okay? So just remember, it takes 24 hours of something for something to process. For some, it might take 5 minutes. For some, it might take a lifetime or several of them. Or you'll have to repeat a cycle, but thankfully, I'm breaking one by one by one by one. I stand firm in who I am. My roots are planted very deep. I know who I am. I don't miss a beat. And I know who I am. I don't lose sleep. Because I am the most authentic version of me, and that is what the last 2 weeks have taught me. Unconditional love and empathy is what grows and grows and grows into pure alchemy. My empathetic being, my empathetic soul was never a divine disgrace. No, that empathetic soul and that big heart made of gold was pure alchemy. Pure alchemy, baby. And I am the definer of how I use it. All that gold, all that lead I turned into gold. All the healing I did from within. I did that for me. And I did that in turn for the betterment of the collective. I released what no longer served me. And I got taught those lessons hard ways. And it did not matter how I got taught or who showed me the lesson. What matters is that I learned it. I observed it. I took it in. I processed it and I released it. And that's all you have to do to know you have gotten through something you thought you'd never break. I want to be heard and I want to be seen by the people that need me the most, not by people that don't trust or believe. This is a movement, a revolution of love. These last 2 weeks have taught me that unconditional love will beat any and everything that needs to be put out of the way, because unconditional love is the only way. There is no other way. And I choose to reside in that knowing and in that beautiful display of love. I won't choose any other way. I always will choose to rise above. I know who I am. There's a divine plan behind my just being. So I do not woe and I do not cry anymore. I see the truths and I know that I'm walking in them. Thank you so much for taking the time to understand and to know we're all trying to just walk each other home and grow. I know this and I love you all. So good night. This is my last time here. I want to enjoy it. Thank you for taking your time to spend it with me. I love you all so very much. Now I'm gonna go play with some motherfucking trees. I love you all very much. Good night. And thank you for joining me for another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror. I had a fucking absolute blast today. Alpaca Expo in Shawnee. Had some pizza. And let me just explain something. Divine timing is always working in your favor. I love you guys. Believe, have faith, love yourself. Choose you over all else. Mwah. Bye.